Controversy, Stephen B. Doing the key of E, meaning excellence for you and me. We're going to have an interesting show today. We're going to talk about several different subjects. Stay tuned. Prepare yourself because I'm about to blow your mind, doing it real fine, putting more pep in
you.
Listen, we're going to talk about a lot of things today, and let me start this out with an interesting thing. First of all, I had the opportunity this week to see Jesus Christ Superstar, and probably one of the best versions of it. I saw it 50 years ago, and then seeing it again brought back a lot of memories. But one of the things that was significant about it to me, besides the performance being excellent, is the fact that we're still making bad things black. I mean, Judas is black. I don't understand why we continue supporting such behavior, because in the real, being black or one of color is significant in the fact that we're intelligent people. And when you look at the history of us, we are the ones that created the civilization in which we're living from today. You know, it just fascinates me that we allow this to continue. We need to start doing things by us. We need to start correcting history and making history exactly what it is, our story, not their story. With that being said, you know, what was interesting also about Jesus Christ Superstar is the fact that they had a woman playing Judas Bernstein, and she was
really,
she was excellent. I mean, this girl tore the house down. But still at that, once again, I'm still stuck on this fact that we're still making black bad and white good, and we need to correct that. The other thing I want to talk to you about before we get really deep is some things that happening just recent. That yesterday, a police officer was shot and killed in Washington, D.C. One was shot and killed in Houston, Texas, and one was shot and killed in New York. And why is that so significant? Because somebody explained to me that this wasn't a coincidence, because it had to be. And it had to be, you know, programmed somehow. I'm not sure. But we need to discuss this because, you know, once again, violence is increasing in our community and increasing at a rate that's phenomenal to me. I mean, who would have dreamed about shooting a police officer when I was a kid? Because we just didn't roll like that. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today as well. Oh, let me tell you something. There's some exciting things happening, and I'm going to share bits of it. I can't tell you it all because to do that, then I have to kill you, okay? But one of the things that about to happen is I'm about to create a show that was pretty unique. I came in contact with a young lady from Alabama who is as beautiful and brash and bold and as intelligent as anyone I've seen her age, and she's 30 years old. I'm about to create a show around her, and this show is going to be special because she's going to be traveling throughout the United States. She's just figuring this out herself, traveling out the United States and talking, especially with young men, about how they can go about finding a classy woman such as her. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun for her, I'm sure, and very fun for you, but it's going to be very educational. Because right now what I see is that men are not understanding, especially men of color, understanding that you don't have to be hard. You don't have to be difficult. You have to be precise in order to find such a creature as her. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about her also today, what I was able to find out about her. The other thing is catfishing. Well, I'm going to talk about that for real, and I'm going to tell you why. Because as of late, and those of you who know me know that, you know, my whole thing is about psychology and people. You know, let me explain something to you, gentlemen. I don't care how beautiful the woman is. I don't care what her picture looks like. You've got to learn to separate the real from the unreal. For instance, if you meet a young lady, especially on Facebook, Facebook is really notorious with this, okay? If you meet a young lady who tells you how much she loves you and cares about you and you've only been knowing her for a week or two, and then she asks, and I'm telling you, she asked to send money and a card, catfish. I'm telling you, okay? Now, there are some, I must confess, that are not that way. But the majority of them, I think 99% of them are, because in the first place, first, how are you going to love me in a week? That's number one. Then you're going to love me unseen. That's number two. And I'm going to tell you something else. Unfortunately, a lot of these women profess to be in the military, and they're always deployed. That should tell you something. Everybody ain't always deployed. And they also will send these beautiful pictures and then tell you that, well, I can't send you any pictures that are of me right now because being deployed, I'm in a place where you can't send pictures, which is true. What isn't true is this. If they give you this story, the only way they can receive money is through a gift card or a Bitcoin, or a wallet, listen, once again, you better check it out because that's too unreal. There's no way that that's the only way anybody can receive money, especially in America, okay?
Hold on, I got a question.
Ask.
Hold on, sending money, so at what point are they asking to send some money?
Well, usually within, as soon as they think they got you, okay? I mean, it's unfortunate. But what's more unfortunate is you fall for that game, okay? Now, let me share something with you. And I said this to Bernstein when I got here this morning. It's interesting of how dangerous a person like me can be. Why? Because there's nothing more dangerous in America than an educated street Negro. I hate using that term, but I had to use it, you know, because I don't want to get in trouble.
Detroit.
But an educated street Negro who know the game. Okay, now I might be 66 years old, okay, but to tell you the truth, I came from the streets and found it necessary to become educated in order to function in this world, especially the white man's world, being real. Now, when you have a person who critically thinks like I do, who knows the streets and knows the game, who start out a young life as a hustler, trust me, what I'm telling you is true, okay? You need to be very conscious of the fact that a fool and money is the worst thing that could happen in life. And if you give your money away on a gift card or any other way other than identifying the person that is getting your funds, and here's how you do it. First thing you do is this. You're going to send me a picture, then send me a picture identifying yourself. Like, hi, Steve. Hi, Joe. This is me. That's number one. I guarantee you, you can find a catfish because, number one, chances are you're not going to get such a fish. And make sure it's in their handwriting. The other thing is this. You can debunk one very important thing about dealing with sending money. And that is, tell them straight out. I'll send it to you, but I'll do it Western Union, Money Grill, any way that you have to identify yourself to get the money. Now, once you start feeling that way, I guarantee you, and stay fast, I guarantee you that you will find a catfish if they're not going to do that. Because I don't care whether you're overseas, I don't care if you're in the service, I don't care where you are. There's ways of getting money to people or ways of getting gifts and letters and correspondence to people with identification. Don't send out money if a person can't identify themselves. Should probably send out money anyway, but we're going to leave that alone. All right? Stop getting catfished, okay? Because number one, you know, by my estimate, we're talking about a $500 billion a year business. $500 billion, and that's by my estimate, and my estimate may be a little low, but stop it, okay? Because all you're doing is feeding into a system that you can't control, okay? If you can't control your world, especially if you're a male, if you can't control your world and control your game, trust me, then you don't need to be dealing, okay? You need to set your butt down, take a chill pill, and be a mama's boy. If you're going to be a real man, you challenge that woman to identify herself, okay, one way or another. I don't care who it is, what she looks like, don't make no difference. You're not even sure of that picture is the person you're talking to, okay? Stop being stupid, okay? There's one thing in life that I tell anybody, being stuck on stupid is a disaster. So we're going to talk a little more about it. And if you, when you call in, and that number to call in is, help me, Bernstein, because I can't see. It's like playing 515-605-9800. It's sitting right next to me. I didn't even see it. but anyway, with that being said, see, I'm going over these subjects quickly so we can go back and really discuss them in some detail. Let me tell you something else that I found out. This Bitcoin thing.
Bitcoin. You sound like my granddaddy messing up words. Bitcoin. I'll go ahead. I'm messing with you. I'm messing with you, Stephen B.
Yeah. Bernstein's full of books this morning. But check this out. Odell Beckham Jr., who is a football player, I'm sure you know, and most of you do, decided that his $750,000 contract, $750,000, because he's just kind of getting back in the league, he would take in bitcoins. Today, as we speak, that $750,000 is worth $325,000. That's how much the stock has dropped. By the time you take out the taxes, Mr. Beckham is going to only end up with $35,000. Now, before you challenge that, you check the figures out. I do my homework. I don't mess around. Think about it. $750,000 is what you're supposed to get paid. Because of the way the system is, it's now broken down to $325,000, and by the time you take your taxes, that's $35,000. Are you getting paid? Be smart, okay? This whole Bitcoin thing is based on banks being independent now versus a world currency, okay? In other words, banks are printing their own money. The only way that this money is valuable is that there's trust between those people who are dealing. Okay, because most of it is not backed up by any currency, okay? So being things as they may, right now, until it's perfected and we come up to some type of system that's monetary worldwide, is a bad investment. That's why I don't deal in bank bitcoins. I don't deal in wallets. I don't deal in anything. I deal in cash money, okay? That's something that's tangible. This other stuff, sounds good, and we will be eventually turning into a system where we don't have paper money. But until that happens, leave that alone, okay? I'm telling you, leave it alone. Research what I'm telling you. because I don't do this and say these things without facts backing me up. Remember, I do things in the key of V, and it's excellence for you and me. And when I say something to you or you call in, here's my thing. If you're scared, say you're scared. You call me and ask me a question or talk to me, what you need to say is, I ain't scared. Because if you say anything other than that before you start your conversation, I'm going to cut you off. I ain't got time. Now that I've covered all the subjects of the headlines and what I wanted to talk to you about, let's go back. 50 years ago, Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber created Jesus Christ Superstar. And that is the same gentleman who's living today, by the way, who created Cats, who wrote Phantom of the Opera, Carousel, and a bunch of other plays, and he's still writing today. But once again, what comes to mind, even though Jesus Christ Superstar is a magnificent musical, John Legend did an excellent job of it last year, we still have to contend with the fact that everything that is bad in the media is a matter of what's black, and everything that is good is a matter of what's white. Well, let me share something with you. You can't be a nation of bad things when you created the pyramids. You can't be a nation of bad things when you created the mathematical system that we use today. You can't be a matter of bad thing when it is the Sephardic Jews, which happens to be black, created or wrote the Bible. And they wrote it in code so that the Aryans, the white people, could not understand. That's significant. So there's nothing bad about that. I mean, you know, I don't want to, as they say, white wash it. I'm black washing it, because you need to understand that you come from a culture of brilliant people. Okay? Brilliant. There's nothing in this world. Thank you very much. But there's nothing in this world, as we exist today, that wasn't created in some form by black people. Now, you know, somebody said to me the other day at a lecture I was doing, Steve, you sound like you're a nationalist. A what? A nationalist? I'm not a nationalist. I am a worldwide smart individual. I see things as they are, not as they wish or people wish it to be. I see things as they are. Now, you may disagree with me. I don't know why, but you may disagree with me. But before you disagree with me, back up your disagreement with facts, okay? Because without facts, you have nothing. You have nothing. I'm going to take a pause for the cause right now so we can do some technical things. But I'll get back with you in a second. You're on the show Controversy. You're dealing with Stephen B. Excellence for you and me. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Controversy. Stephen B. doing the key of E, your host this evening or this morning. I've been traveling, so my times are just really kind of screwed up right now and doing a lot of things. But let's get back to the first topic I started with, and that's Jesus Christ Superstar. The reason why I want to talk about it is because of the significance of the story itself, the last 7 days of Christ's life. Besides them making Judas black and pairing that with something that is evil, King Herod, when they took in the opera, when they took Jesus to be tried by the king, it was interesting that they had him almost like gay, makeup on, and yes, you are, that kind of flippy gay type thing. And I'm sitting here thinking, once again, the Bible that we know was written by Sephardic Jews, a very intelligent race from the ninth tribe of Abraham, which is where we came from. Where did all this gay stuff and black evilness come from? It came from people prostituting the book that we say is the book of life. Now, if you ask me, did Jesus exist? I'll tell you absolutely. No doubt in my mind. Okay. But remember, you should know that Jesus Christ, that whole name is more of a title. It comes from the Greek synonym Istos Christos, meaning one of extreme knowledge and wisdom, because his actual name was Yahweh. Okay. So once again, part of the truth is a lie. It only serves the purpose of the person who's telling it. So let's start with the truth. The truth of the matter is there's no such thing as a black Judas and not a black Jesus, because they were all from Sephardic Jews, okay? I mean, so if you're going to tell the story, let's tell the story right. The other issue is this. We have got to stop portraying Istos Christos as some white thing, because it didn't happen. And once again, if you get the truth wrong from the beginning, trust me, the rest of life is going to be wrong at the end. We've got to begin to face those sort of facts. I don't want to really belabor the Jesus Christ Superstar thing, because like I said, from a performance standpoint of view, it was excellent. But from a philosophical standpoint of view, it's not very real. It's not true at all. So while you're thinking about that, think about what is important to you in life. Let me tell you the key to success, because those of you who read me and spoke with me know that I think about successful destinies. I don't think about the negativism in life, because when you start thinking about the negativism in life, what you get is negative results. You have to truly believe, and hold true to the God within you. And if you should vary from this, I guarantee you, failure is right around the corner. Let me repeat that. If you vary from that, failure is right around the corner. Because if God made man in his own image, then there's God within. If there's God within, and you truly believe of the interpower of the God within, trust me, your successful destiny is right around the corner. People need to stop playing with their lives and start preparing themselves for the wonderful gift that is stored within you. Because when you unleash that power and truly believe, there's nothing in this world you can't get. I claim things. Those who know me will know I will use that word time and time and time again. I wait for nothing. I go and claim those things that I want, because I sincerely believe that there's nothing in this world that I can't get that I want, because I believe there's strongly of the God within me. Whether it's money, whether it's property, and more importantly, that special woman, okay? Now, I'm probably going to get into a little bit of trouble saying this, but ask me if I care. Truth of the matter is this.
Do you care?
No, I don't care. I don't care. Thanks a lot, Bernstein. Help me get in trouble. But no, let me say this to you. It is very important that you choose people in your life very, very, very seriously. Why? Because this is what's come out here in the streets is ridiculous. You find you a woman, you tell that woman in no uncertain terms that you are destined to control your world. I'm not making this up. I mean, in fact, I'll tell you what you do. To show you how serious it is, if you totally believe in this book of the Bible, read Genesis from the beginning and understand what it says about man and why women exist in the first place. The beautiful thing about women, though, is the fact that they are technicians. The other beautiful thing is there's nobody else can give life, and life is important. Nobody, okay? The master has planned it that way. But he also planned that woman plays a interesting, how to put this? I want to say interesting role in her existence. And her existence is to be beside her man, a man, not a woman, a man, hello, to support him, to make the road a little easier for him. And it's not always about sex, okay? Because sex to me, straight up, is overrated. Only from the standpoint of it ain't going to make you any money, okay? It is not going to make your successful destiny any greater other than the fact of having children, which children are very important. They're like diamonds in the rough in this world. You need to let women know in certain terms that you're going to treat them with respect. You're going to honor, respect them. They're priceless. What you're not going to do is let them put their panties on your behind, okay? That's something that we as black men especially have allowed to happen because we don't understand our roles. Our roles is not just to be a provider. Our roles are to be the thinking, critically thinking element that makes our world, her included in it, better, better, more powerful. That's paramount to you having a successful journey. I don't know why people don't understand that. I don't know. In fact, here's what's worse. I don't know why women fear it because there's nothing to fear. Now, I get it. I mean, you know, most women will tell you, well, I'm very scared because I've been hurt and this, that, and the other. Let me tell you something. You've been hurt because you didn't think critically about your role and weren't serious enough about your role to commit yourself to a man that commands, not demand, but commands you to respect your role. And believe you me, it's very important because without you, there'll be no me. Okay. So let's get busy about that. Okay. I mean, somebody told me one day, Bernstein, Steve, you are so arrogant and you're such a chauvinist. Arrogant I am.
Arrogant?
No doubt.
Okay.
No doubt. But a chauvinist, I'm not a chauvinist. I'm a realist.
You know what? Well, some people say that and don't even know what chauvinist means. So what does chauvinist mean? Let's break that down first.
That's a damn good question.
You know?
I mean, really,
people say it but don't know what it means.
It's a damn good question because the dictionary explains it one way. Okay. Of course, we know who wrote the dictionary. But
a chauvinist?
A chauvinist, yeah. That's true. That's true. I mean, don't forget, oh, you know what? I got to pay some bills. Okay. First of all, where's my stuff here?
You know, is that Digital Guard? No,
oh, yeah. Check this out. This is being brought to you by Digital Guard, which happens to own Yasser TV. And sooner or later, when he decides he's going to allow me to do this, I want to introduce you to the master behind it because it's a phenomenal individual. But at any rate, you can contact Digital Guard, top of the line, nothing like it, security system, by contacting www.preventbusinesscrime.com for your business, or go to www.preventhomecrime.com for your home. Once again, it's www.preventhomecrime.com for your home and www.preventbusinesscrime.com for your business. It's real, okay? And security is important, especially now because our society has become so violent. And people want to blame it on drugs and blame it on – we need to stop blaming on anything. What we need to do is start getting people to understand that killing people solves nothing but dead bodies. Nobody gets rich from killing people other than funeral directors. Okay?
I don't agree.
Okay, what is it that you don't agree with?
That's a whole lot of people getting rich off of killing. Like you said, the mortuary.
Yeah.
The churches,
yeah.
the
prisons,
law enforcement, the prison complex.
Yep.
So that's the part that I'll be trying to explain to you. Like, these killings creates jobs. It's economics. Now, they can control the numbers. So say, for instance, they got 500 killings. They should at least need it down to at least 200 a year. But think about it for a second. If everybody stopped killing, then there's a whole lot of people that lose their job.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
How much money did you make last year from killing?
I'm not a killer.
Okay.
And I'm not in the look, I'm not in the dead business. But if I was in the dead business, like we own a mortuary or a church or a flower place or, limousine company or work in law enforcement or own a prison, we would have made a lot of money last year. But we're in the moving forward business.
As Bernstein knows, I know about the funeral business. I know about the business, the entertainment. I know a lot of things because I involve myself that way. I'm multitasked every day. GP would travel me sometimes. But the truth of the matter is this. Excuse me. What killing, especially in the black community, has done is created a lot of widows, made funeral directors very wealthy, made the prison super wealthy, but it hasn't done anything for us individually. And that's what's important in life. What you acquire individually is important to one very important an issue, and it's you. Me personally, I'm not out here trying to make anybody rich. I'm too busy trying to become rich myself. Well off I may be, but I'm trying to get all the money myself. I'm a realist, okay? And back to me being arrogant, you're damn right I'm arrogant. I got every reason to be, okay? Why? Because it is my arrogancy. Once again, my arrogancy who's made me the person I am today. And guess what? I happen to like me. I don't know about anybody else, but I happen to love me. I get up in the morning every morning. Every now and then, I don't like myself very much, but it only lasts for seconds. Because when I look at what God has done for me and put in me and made of me, I'm happy as hell about me. Well, I mean, aren't you happy about you, Bernstein?
I love me.
No, I'm telling you, that's the name of the game. Self-love is important. Very, very important.
It is, and get rid of self-hate.
That's fact.
Self-love is the only way to do it.
That's fact. And you know what? It's funny you should say that. Because one of the strangest period that we've had in our life from a black community standpoint is when we processed our hair. We didn't like ourselves very much because we wanted to look white.
I've heard that before. I mean, that was before my time, but that's true. I've heard that before.
I processed mine. Because I had a lack of understanding about loving myself. If you want to become successful in life, love yourself first. If you want to become doubly successful in life, control your world to the point of this is your Camelot, okay? When you go and find you a beautiful black woman, and let's not get caught up in age thing. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because people get caught up in age thing. Let me tell you something. My wife was 21 years older than I, and we had four wonderful children, the daughter from hell, but four wonderful children. And I loved her, and she was by my side every step of the way, no matter what I thought and did. And if I could not find a way to get it accomplished, my wife figured out a way. That's what women do. This thing called women's intuition is real. We don't understand it. We didn't create in the first place, the master did, but it's real. You get a good woman. I don't care if, she's 30 years old, she's 30 years old, okay? If she loves your dirty draws, okay, and she's committed to making a success out of her man as well as you should be committed to making a success out of her, and let's not get caught up in this stuff about, he got this pretty young thing and this pretty girl and he's using her. Let me tell you something. You better use her. That's a fact. Because if you can't use her talent, her ability, when she walks down that street and men look at her, gawk at her, whatever the word you want to call it, don't get angry. Be very proud that you are able to claim something like this. Because if you can't control it, trust me, somebody else will.
Yeah, because it's like this. What man don't want a woman that somebody else... What used to get me is like when... Dudes, look, long as they ain't touching or saying nothing disrespectful, they'll get mad if another man is looking at a woman, he'll get mad at her. It ain't her fault. One, and two, you want a woman.
That's a fact.
You want a woman that people look at. I'm sorry for cussing on your show. censor ourselves, or I get the cussing. But yeah, you want a woman where somebody look at your woman like, yeah, you be like, yeah, checking my woman. As long as they don't say nothing, or do nothing disrespectful. Who wants a woman that everybody go like, ugh?
You're right. You're right. But I'm gonna tell you how serious I am about this. Sorry about that. We had a little technical difficulty here, but that happens. But back to what I was saying. In order for your successful destiny to be completed, even those that some people think of you is really disrespectful, but it's not, okay? I mean, my life, just like your life in your world, is the most expensive commodity you can have. Now, a lot of people don't like looking at themselves nor their loved one or their chosen or whatever person as a commodity, but that's what it is. Love is a business, okay? Self-love as well as loving another individual. If you think I'm kidding, look how many billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars are going to be spent on February 14th.
Right, and that's true. We had a show on Coach Kings a couple of weeks ago telling women that marriage is a business, love is a business, and we had some women calling in losing it, and then when we got done with them, they realized that love is a business. You're
that's
right.
Fact, no matter how you look at it. And once again, I will stress this. I believe in claiming things. I do. Okay, it's been the key to my success my entire life when I decided to become successful. Because when I was sitting around waiting for things to come to me, guess what? That's exactly what I was doing, wasting a lot of time sitting around waiting for something to come. So, you know, concentrate on your successful destiny. Don't let anybody tell you no. You tell everybody, they tell you no, just say yes and keep it moving. Now, back to what I was telling you about some things that are coming up in the future. You know what? I need the list of our lineup.
Oh.
See, I didn't come prepared this morning. Sometimes that happens. But, and I can't blame anybody because, God, I'm spilling coffee all over everything. Anyway, where am I? I just lost my thought. Oh, let me say something to you. Coming very, very soon, you're going to be introduced to a Southern beautiful young lady who's going to have her own show. And her show is going to be more or less a very stylish show, number one. She's going to be going out and about on occasion, talking to men especially about what it is that you need to do to have even the right to claim such a priceless, beautiful creature. And they are, especially this one. You know, in meeting her, she was so brash and bold to me, I had to check myself. Of course, then too, I had to check her. Okay? And, you know, what I found is that checking her made a better person out of me because it made me really think about what is necessary, which I already knew, what is necessary to be able to harness such power. Okay, so you know, on the real, you know, I hope she's listening. I'm sure she is. I not only do I salute her and take my hat off to her, but once I told her about what it is about and decided to claim her, then she began to think a little differently. She didn't think about being hurt anymore. I mean, that's the last thing on her mind because she has began to place in her mind that I control my destiny. And since I choose not to be hurt again, ain't going to happen. Doesn't mean that she's going to have pitfalls. I mean, that's going to happen in life with anybody. But she is going to learn one thing, and I think she's really got it in her head now very quickly, that when you fall down, make sure you fall down on your back so you can see your way up. Okay, there's nothing that you can't achieve in life. Nothing. You know, I'm serious. When I look at what I have gotten out of my short life, even though 66 years ain't short, I'm fascinated why other people don't see that it's as simple for me as simple for you. Okay, you just got to believe in you and believe in the God within you and harness that power and that ability to shine rather than, you know, sit and cry in the rain. Learn how to dance in the rain. That's what you do. It's going to rain. That's going to happen. All right? You can get an umbrella and protect yourself if you want to. That's only keeping you from getting wet. The truth of the matter is, don't worry about that. Dance in the rain. Make the rain become a part of you. Remember, rain causes things to grow. Hello. Once again, that's about critical thinking. You got to think of yourself that way. You got to provide for yourself that way. So, let me take a pause for the cause and share something with you. Check this out. The radio lineup moving forward is Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The host, Dwayne Abernathy, Wednesday 10 to 12. Then there's Culture Talk. Let me tell you about Culture Talk and these brothers that are involved.
That's Culture Kings. That's the radio line.
Oh.
My bad. That's the radio line. We're TV and radio now. So these are all the radio shows. I'm going to get to the TV show. So we got a radio show called K Marie.
Okay.
Young lady.
Culture Talk is Tuesday and Friday, hosted by K Marie, 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. Talk to Tanya. I guess it's Tana. That's Tuesday, hosted by Tana B from 7 to 9. And Controversy, yours truly, Stephen B, on Monday and Wednesday. The other thing I'll tell you is about Culture Kings. This is interesting. Because you're talking about, is it two of you now or three?
Yeah, it's two of us now with the Culture Kings and Pepe and Snap. The TV lineup is Pepe and Snap is every Wednesday. And comes on every Wednesday on the One Guy TV channel on YarzerTV.com. And Culture Kings come on Sundays now on the on the SIB TV channel. Sorry for being confused. The schedule keeps changing. So, yeah, Culture Kings is on Sundays, and Pepe Snap is on.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Pepe Snap I haven't seen yet, but Culture Kings, let me share some with you. These are two dynamically and diverse, different brothers who come together and discuss things that are very, very real and very pertinent to us in our society, especially those of us of color. And it's a real experience. I mean, because, one, they talk about those things that are real. So you, make sure you see the show because it's a beautiful thing to see. Also, all these shows are constantly looped, so you'll see them throughout the week. So don't forget Culture Kings, and certainly check me out, Stephen B., doing it in a way that's a little different. You know, somebody told me the other day, they called in and said, you know what, you remind me of a black Rush Limbaugh. Believe it or not, I happen to like Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I didn't understand or really agree with his philosophy. But as far as his control of the mic and being real, Rush was real, whether you agree with him or not. Yes, he made some statements that were completely stupid. It is what it is. Now, this took for 17 years. I did admire the man and his broadcasting ability and certainly his intelligence, okay? I mean, being a person in the PhD stratosphere, as I am, you admire people for those things that they do good. You need to learn how to separate the bad from the good and just hold on to the good. The bad is garbage. Rush was interesting, and he was phenomenal in the broadcasting world, so... Let me say that. Oh, let me share something with you. I can only laugh because what Mitch McConnell said. You remember Mitch McConnell, you know, the lackey boy for President Donald Trump? And you know, let's play the clip. Let's do that. Give me a second here. But you know, when I say stupid, I don't know who's stupider, him or Donald Trump. Yeah, I do. Donald Trump was definitely stupider. But it's unbelievable how intelligent men, or they call themselves intelligent, make really ill-informed and stupid statements. And this is a stupid one. You got the clip yet?
Yeah, let me pull it up.
Okay. I'll be doing, you know, the what's this on the Jeopardy theme song? Wait for the thing. And I hope this is a shout-out you understand. Yes, you're the best. Trust me. You're going to be better. You're going to be much better. We are going to show people what you are about. Because believe you me, you're a dynamic young lady. You are. You're fascinating. I'm looking at you. be more importantly listening to you. And it's gonna be a little brash, a little hard hitting. Okay, I mean, you know, the girl might put her hands on her hips and give somebody a tongue lashing. It's probably what they need in the first place. So you know, it's gonna be interesting. So you look forward to the show. Oh, and by, I'm letting everybody know that we're worldwide, especially to the soldiers overseas. We're worldwide, what we're doing. And it's a joy and it's a privilege to be a part of something bigger than you and I, and we're making it bigger every day. So, you know, stay tuned. You know, pay attention to YazzerTV.com, which also has Yazzer Radio. You can see
statistic.
Here we go with Mitch McConnell. Listen to this.
Yes. What's your message for voters of color who are concerned that without the John L. Lewis Voting Rights Act, they're not going to be able to vote in the midterm?
Well, the concern is misplaced, because if you look at the statistics, African-American voters are voting in just as high a percentage as Americans. A recent survey, 94% of Americans thought it was easy to vote. This is not a problem.
Did you hear that?
Yeah,
I mean, really? I mean, there's black folks and Americans. Really? If that doesn't show you the ignorance and the mentality that has come across this country, I don't know what to tell you. Okay? There are black folks voting. What do you say? Black folks voting at record
black
level?
Black folks vote like Americans.
Wow. Well, so much for the Voting Rights Act or their attitude towards it. That's why you can't get a Voting Rights Act. People have to realize, do you know this, black America, that every year the President of the United States, by executive order, has to give you the right to vote, because the 1965 Civil Rights Act did not give you the right to vote. Check it out. Okay, if you're not insulted, if you weren't insulted before, you should be insulted now.
That's just as insulting as when, remember when Joe Biden was running for president and got the interview with Charmaine the Guy and said, if you don't vote for me, you're not black? That's just as insulting. If you don't vote for me, you're not black. And then now Mitch McConnell says, black people vote like Americans. Come on now.
Well, that's why it's important that we begin to critically think and do things the right way. We can't continue doing things as we used to, okay? Men, seriously, stop letting people put women's panties on you and be men. Stand up for yourself, if nothing else. Control your world. Show people you deserve to be called a king. I'll repeat that. Show the world you deserve to be called a king. Because I'm telling you this, when I go to bed at night, I go to bed as a king. When I wake up in the morning, I wake up in the morning as a king. Okay? And women, don't take this as being insulting. I'm not trying to teach you. I'm trying to teach to you that your role in this world of ours is so important. Remember, you possess the unique power, the only thing that can give life. That in itself should tell you how powerful you are. But it also should teach you a lesson. Can't happen without the man being involved significantly. I mean, what comes out of his penis is what creates that life within you. That at that point is your job and your duty to take care of that life. Hello? Okay. I want you to make sure you do that and think about it. The call number is, what do I do with that now? Oh, here it is. The call-in number is area code 515-605-9800. Ask me any questions that you so choose. Let me talk a little locally now. I put a shout-out the other day to some of the most courageous, talented, beautiful women that I know. Those are the women who work for the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department. Once again, it's the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department. They have done such a magnificent job. And really, when you think about it, it's doubly hard for a woman, especially that of color, to work as a police officer, because besides of the garbage that you deal with in the streets, then you also got to deal with the garbage in the locker room, so to speak. That's not easy. That's not easy. So I want to shout out to you and thank you for your service and thank you for the wonderful job that you've done. At the same time, those women who are in our military, listen, I've ran into some of the most intelligent, once again, strikingly beautiful women in the military. Bernstein, because when I was in the military, you were in the military, that's...
N-A-V-Y.
Hey, let me tell you something. This ain't no kidding. When we were in the military, men were men and women were men.
Yes, they were.
All right. I'm serious.
That's a true fact. That's a fact. Men was men and women was men.
If you see some young ladies are representing our country quite well and defending our country quite well, you'd be shocked. I mean, these girls look like they stepped out of a model magazine. And they ain't to have. When I say healthy, oh, my God. Beyonce ain't got nothing on this one, okay? These women are just strikingly beautiful. And more importantly, they raise up their hand to say they're willing to give up their life for a friend, people they don't even know, as we all do in the military. So I got to give a shout-out to you ladies because y'all coming strong, coming very strong. Okay, the other thing I say, let me go over the other titles. Oh! I don't know how sports has gotten so tied up in politics. Now, I understand politics are a part of anything. But right now, it's kind of crazy. And let me tell you something, Bernstein. I can't remember what football players said this, but it's true. I love pro football. Man, let me tell you something. Ladies, especially the one that I'm talking to directly, if you want to get anything out of life from me, ask me something while I'm watching football. I'll guess deer in a heartbeat.
Yes, I went through that last night. Can I tell a story, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Last night, this special young lady, she knows who she is out there. She said, I'm going to stop by the house. I'm like, well, I'm just letting you know football's on. But I'm going to stop by the house anyway. I'm going to bring you something to eat. Once again, football's on. So she came anyway. And I'm sitting there watching the game, and now she want to talk about, oh, look at this TikTok video. Oh, guess what happened to my son? Excuse me, this is an unauthorized visit. Football's on.
Wait a minute. Let me share a story with you that's equally as funny.
Uh-huh.
When I was married, I had, and when I say lovely house, we had a lovely house. In-ground swimming pool house, you name it, it was beautiful. But here's what happened. I had this one couch in the family room that was so filthy, you know, even the cats wouldn't sit on the couch, okay? But that was my football couch. Go Colts. Well, I went out of town on a speaking engagement. Mm-hmm. I was only gone 7 days.
Yeah.
So when I came home, I was like, where's my couch? My wife said, well, I took it and had it reupholstered.
You what? Hell to the no.
Hey, man, I had all my football beer stains and cognac stains, and she took it. Yeah. She got it redone. I didn't talk to her for a day.
But still, not the couch. We want the couch funky, dirty, and stained up, ladies.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
No class on the couch, man.
None.
Yeah, she did that to me. But football, back to the seriousness of this thing about football. This football player said, being a football player, it's like being a slave. And when I thought about how they treat football players, here in Indianapolis, we have a thing called the Combine. That's where they bring all the rookies in to find out or test their skills and, you know, looked at by scouts. And when you see what the examination they go through, they check the teeth, check their legs, pinch them, do all kinds of stuff to them, just like they did with slaves back in the day before they sell them. Now, and when you think about it, yeah, they make great money. Don't get me wrong, but you know what is $20 million compared to $800 million per owner? I mean, come on, okay. And they're out there getting their brains beat out every round. So, and then we know what happened to wasn't it Kaepernick?
Kaepernick. Sorry.
Don't know. That's what they call it. But you know, on the real, yeah, the NFL is a little slave-like. And, you know, today, as I think about it, like I said, I love football. I probably wouldn't play football for the very reason. But And I'm not trying to just criticize football. All
ask
I
a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it me? Is football or all sports, is that or is when they have the trade and the lottery, is that or is that not modern day slave auctions?
Yeah.
They looking in their mouth like they race horses
That's
or slaves.
That's a fact.
They trading each other. They buying these athletes and
right.
trading them like slaves. I'm just checking.
Yeah,
I might
right.
be wrong.
And you're right. If you read, you know, if you understand the slave history, if you want to call it that, the owners got a kick out of watching us kick each other's ass. That was their enjoyment.
Exactly. You remember the movie Django? You ever seen when they was fighting?
No, I didn't
you never seen? Okay, there's a scene in Django where they had the slaves fighting each other to the death, and then whoever won, he got some beer. Little money, a girl or a boy, whatever he wanted, you got rewarded. Is that not what's happening now with sports? And we all hypocrites because we watch it.
Well, I'm not sure that I can say they were hypocrites for watching it. I mean,
okay.
but it's like anything else. You can watch what you want to watch, but understand what you're watching, okay? I mean, it's like I don't watch demonic movies whatsoever. You know, the last demonic movie I ever saw was The Exorcist, I think. Why? Because, once again, that old saying, you are what you eat, you become what you watch. So you should be careful of those things that you watch. Those are the sort of things that get in the way of your successful destiny and the belief in yourself, okay, which is the key to your successful destiny. I tell anybody, I'm on a journey towards greatness like you wouldn't believe. I'm driven by it. I respect it. I use critical thinking to the max because I have learned one very important thing. You can't trust in yourself and the guy within, you accomplish absolutely nothing. Your achievements are based on the fact that you believe in yourself and the guy within. Once again, you need to be about the business of controlling your world, especially men. Because right now, when I say we're looking like a bunch of sissies, I'm telling you, man, we're looking like a bunch of sissies, Bernstein. That's a fact. And it hurts my heart.
Yes, we are. Sissies.
Yeah, it hurts my heart because, number one, we're better than that. We come from a culture better than that. Ladies, again, I'm going to keep talking to the ladies because it's so important that they understand that we have to reverse the culture. We have to change it a bit, especially if we want to be successful in life. It's that simple. Let me tell you something. There's a saying which is true to a degree. This is a man's world. But also, like James said, ain't nothing like a woman or a girl in it. Well, here's the real. Because we live in this society, quote, male-dominated society, then therefore what men do, that you would call menskite, what men do is look like they are in charge. But the truth of the matter is that women can flip their script in a heartbeat. Okay, unless you remain in charge. Control your world, but do it with respect. Do it with decency. I mean, if you got to hit a woman that you with, trust me when I tell you, they ain't a woman you need. In fact, if you got to hit a woman that you met or that you're involved in, then go out and become a punk because that's exactly what you are. You might as well be a sissy. In fact, hey, man, we should every time we hear about that, we should mail some women's panties to the dude who does it.
We should what?
I'm serious.
Why does he get panties as a reward?
No, it ain't. It's not a reward.
If you want, we should have some panties. If the man is the one, we should send him a...
I'll tell you. Ass nigga, excuse me.
Send some pantyhose. That's enough.
Well, we had another technical difficulty. We're going to take a pause for the call so we can get this straight. You're here at YazzerTV.com. The show Controversy, hosted by Stephen B. That's me. Doing it. And me.
my friends, my loved ones. But in life, there's always a chance to grow from the struggle, from the pain, from the realness. Here's my story, Lord.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true. Alright. And all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. So much didn't happen that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister raised a child. Kinda hurt me cause I could have had my own now. I lost my baby, damn, it's really getting home now. I just had to learn. This is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. To the sky, Lord, why do I cry when no one is looking? Is the blame for this pain even caused by the shame of this fame I've been given? My pride don't cause me to hide my true feelings. Cause I can only be real. Hey, cause I can only be real. Oh, oh. It's true, so please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do, cause there's no me without you, and all I wanna be is true,
alright, alright,
and all I wanna be is true,
alright,
and all I wanna be is true. And all I wanna be is true.
Alright.
And all I wanna be is true.
It's not that I don't want you here. Yeah. It's something about the way you. Next to you, you
Welcome back to the show, Controversy, hosted by Stephen B. That's me, doing the key of E, which stands for excellence. Let me give a couple of shout-outs real quick. Lorraine Watkins, I hope everything went well for your procedure today. To my sister, Sandy, I hope that the Lord will bless us with reconnecting. We've had a falling out. We haven't spoke to each other in about a month, which is really bad, but it is what it is. For all of you that are suffering from this vicious virus, which let me explain to you is a flu, I hope that the healing process finds you today. Let me explain this to you just briefly, that the C virus is really a flu. And no matter what you take as a shot, it's just like taking a flu shot. It doesn't mean that you won't get the flu. What it does mean is that it lessens the effect. The other thing that I want to say to you about the virus is this, that unlike the flu virus, or excuse me, the flu shot and the pneumonia shot and all the other virus shots you get, the shots they're giving now is what they call a platform designer drug that is man-made. And what happens is that it mimics the virus itself. And what happens is the virus attacks this platform. And it says basically, because this virus is very smart, this virus turns itself away from the shot, expands. It consumes the majority of the virus. Once again, it's going away. It is a virus that mutates very rapidly. And the shots help from the standpoint of it can save your life, number one. Number two, it just makes sense to take it. With that being said, let me share this with you, my side of the story about the shots and social distancing and things of that nature. First of all, those people who don't want to take the shot, that's okay. I mean, that's their decision. They have a right to make those decisions in reference to themselves. However, please be advised that by you not taking the shot, you're jeopardizing my right to exist as well. And me, I'm not trying to die, okay? So I'm sure that's a big controversy in people's minds. If you haven't taken the shot, I would much kind of say you're just for me. And another thing, because I have a heart condition. And me getting sick, you know, ain't cool, period, anyway. So enough said about explaining the virus. But the other thing is this, a lot of things that this virus is bringing out is something we should have been doing a long time ago. Social distancing is important. I don't allow people to get within 4 feet of me when I'm talking to them. It's not necessary. You're invading my space other than, you know, those I choose to kiss or hug or whatever. And the other thing is you should always been washing your hands. I mean, it's like washing your behind. That's what you should do every day. So, you know, people need to be aware that, that yes, it's bad. It's not the end of the world. But please bear in mind that hundreds of thousands of people have died from this flu virus, this C9 virus. And many more are going to die unless we become very intelligent, smart with it. Do I believe in everybody should be masked down? No. I don't think it's necessary if you keep social distancing. But at the same time, it is an extra protection. And the more we can protect ourselves, the better it is. So that's all I want to say about the virus. Let me give you the lineup of the station, and excuse me for fuddling over things because I haven't read a lot of this material in a while. But let me give you a TV lineup for the new episodes. Number one, Culture Kings, which is on the SIB TV channel, and that's on Sundays. On Wednesdays, it's Peppy and Snap on the I God TV channel. That's One God TV channel. On Saturdays, Yaza Radio Raw on the Yaza Radio Raw channel. The TV lineup, which is goes as this. We got Moving Forward on Sunday from 7 to 9. Also on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12.
That's the radio
one. Oh, wait a minute. Stop. Okay. Let's start all over again. Okay. The TV lineup is Sunday Culture Kings on the SIB TV channel. On Wednesday, Peppy and Snap on the One God TV channel. And Saturday, Yaza Radio Raw on the Yaza Radio channel. Now, On the radio lineup, we have Moving Forward on Sunday, 7 p.m. Thursday at 10 to 12 p.m., hosted by Dwayne Abernathy. Controversy, that's me with Stephen B. On Monday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., hosted by, once again, me. Culture Talk radio show. That's on Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 12. On Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., hosted by my girl, Kay Marie. And Talk to Tana on Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m. So, and it's hosted by Tana B. So, like I said, we're building this network. The people who are behind it are magnificent, very black, and they're men. But there's a lot of women working behind the scenes to make this happen. It is a worldwide network. On this network, we have, now I got to figure this one out. Okay, we got, wait a minute, let's see, we got 8 TV channels, correct? No, I tell you what, you tell them
okay.
First.
We have 9 TV channels and 4 radio stations.
And on demand.
And on demand 24/7.
And a professional.
Professional social media for professionals from our culture. And a business directory for professionals from our culture.
Right. And like I tell everybody, I mean, what CNN can do, what MSNBC.
And definitely Fox.
Fox, we can do all that.
Better and more.
Yes, and I'll tell you, as I sit here talking now remotely, that we got green screens, we got drones coming, we got all kinds of stuff because we ain't playing. Okay, we're creating something to uplift you, to give you a better destiny and a better insight into yourself. More importantly. And once again, letting you know that we're doing a lot of things new. In fact, they got some new sports that they're trying out. I think that, Percy, if I remember correctly, you guys are going overseas soon, are you?
Yeah, we are
working on the Gladiator Sports Network right now. And we're in talks with a sport that they play over in Italy. It's a mixture of soccer, boxing and football.
Go figure that one.
And rugby. So it's super violent.
Yeah, no doubt. Man.
And then also we're working on a thing with the remote. We found out remote race cars.
Huh?
Remote race cars. There's these big, they're about this big.
Oh.
And they
yeah.
go like 50, 60 miles an hour. They can jump and do tricks and everything. And they have a track here in Indianapolis in Greenwood. So we're in talks with them to see about getting the rights to broadcast the races. I'm glad they're...
Cool. Oh, by the way, y'all should know that. We're broadcasting to you from Indianapolis, Indiana, the home of a lot of things. Unfortunately, this year, the Indianapolis Colts. But, no, seriously, Indianapolis is a wonderful city.
But we got the comedy. We got to talk about the comedy channel.
Oh, well, you talking about the comedy channel.
We got our comedy channel, Them Just Jokes. A couple things that we're doing. One, we got a big comedy show coming up Valentine's Day weekend with T.P. Hearns, the comedian from BET, Comic View, and Def Comedy Jam. Yizer is bringing him to the city, and it's going to be on Tana B's radio show, live interview with him on February the 8th. So we're bringing in national comedians now for the Yizer TV channel. The Yizer Comedy Channel is called Them Just Jokes. And then we also coming out with our own professional comedian league. We're going to make comedy a sport.
Huh, that's pretty cool.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
We got a lot going on 2022, sir.
Oh, we can't blow it up. We're going to blow it up. Listen, to finish off this show, let's talk about you. I want people to understand that, I want to talk about you and how you can achieve unbelievable wealth, unbelievable personal attitude, and unbelievable moral fiber. It starts with understanding that if you don't like the affair, then don't produce the cause. And what I mean by that is, if you don't want to have negativism in your life, then don't cause the problem that causes the negativism in your life. I mean, you know, I was out just last night, Bernstein, and I'm I'm sitting there having a cocktail, kind of enjoying myself. And after a lecture, as a matter of fact, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, this beautiful black woman comes in here and calls this man a bunch of bitches and bring your ass home. And
what?
Yeah, and the guy reacted. He slapped the shit out of her.
What?
I'm serious. I'm sitting there at the bar, you know, with a couple of colleagues, and yeah. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, you know, that nigga wrong for doing that. Well, yes, he was wrong for hitting a woman. Come on. But she was wrong for coming in there confronting a man like that in public. I mean, why would you do that? Okay. But then, at the same token, I don't deal with people like that. I just, really. So once again, part of the key to success is understanding where you're supposed to be about. In other words, understanding and staying in your lane. If you don't like the affair, then don't produce the cost. Okay? It's that simple.
Thanks.
Now, the other thing is this. For all you that have this woe is me attitude in life, guess what you're going to get? Woe is me results. I mean, the only way to get successful results, no matter how you look at it, is to stay positive, stay focused, be committed to the God within you, and understand that the key to your successful destiny is you.
Thanks.
I mean, bottom line, you got to get busy about working on you, okay? Let me tell you a little story. I sat there and listened to a friend of mine tell me this story. He had a friend that every time he would go and talk to this friend, he would tell him about the bad things this other friend of theirs would say about him.
I've seen that before. Yeah.
Then when he goes to the other friend did the same thing.
Bad mouthing the other friend.
Right. So he began to laugh. And each time he talked to them, he laughed a little more and a little more. So finally, these guys simply asked him, why do you keep laughing about that? And his response was, because I don't care. It's like I don't care about you. Hello. See, this is what I'm talking about. Don't care. Don't forget the pettiness, okay? What you need to do is concentrate on being successful and understand that in life, each of us have our role as men, and each of us have our roles as women, and both of them are significant. And I'm going to tell you, if you put them together and maintain that type of roles, I guarantee you success is but a thought away. That's the name of the game in life. I sit back and think, you know, I get up in the morning thinking, what is it I can do to be successful today? Okay? People talk about taking each day at a time. Not only do I take each day at a time, but I start thinking about tomorrow, today. Okay? Because the future that's before you will reflect you. It will make you highly successful. Arrogant? You're damn right I'm arrogant because I have a reason to be. I'm very successful, period. And I got so many player haters, my goodness. I mean, player haters. But if you sit and ask them why they dislike Stephen B. so much, they can't give you an answer. I can give it to you. Here's the answer, because you dislike yourself so much that you like that the old saying, in misery loves company. That's exactly what it is. And guess what? I ain't about to let you visit my house. Okay? Truth of the matter is, that's about failure. And failure, you got the wrong address. Okay? The failure lives down the street. Okay? Because in my home, in my world, where I come from, it's all about being positive. Okay? I mean, I enjoy life. I enjoy my life. I'm not sure I enjoy yours, but I enjoy mine. Okay? There's one thing that I will tell you before we get out of here today, that as you listen to me, I will help make your life better. I have that kind of power. Trust me. I have that kind of power to make your life better for you. And then you should take that ability and to continue to make somebody else's life better. That's how we become highly successful in life. There's no such thing as one-ism from the standpoint of total success. You cannot become successful unless you have help from your friends. Me, I'm about to become your friend.
You're right. You got to have a team.
I'm going to be the most sincere friend that you've ever met. Besides Yahweh, me, the God within, regardless of what religion you are, I'm going to be your friend because I have gotten the power from the master to be such. The other thing I want you to do is this. Concentrate on being the best you, okay? You know, somebody told me one day, and they lied, you know what, you remind me of Billy D. I didn't even want my arm to fall off. But just check this out. I ain't got time to be a Billy D. I have time to be a better me, okay? That's what it's all about. And I cannot find one single solitary thing in life that I want to be like other than me. I like being me. I hope you began to like and love being you because that's important. To Gary and Alabama, trust me when I tell you this, that your life has just began to be the success that you wish it to be. And the reason why I can tell you that is because I guarantee you such. Guarantee you such. I'm not going to tell you need to listen to me. What you need to do is listen to the God within you because the God within you will tell you about me and tell you why I think the way I think in reference to you and everybody else. I have nothing but time to do what I do, and that's become incredibly successful, incredibly well-known in a silent sort of way. Ha, ha, ha. I ain't being silent about anything, but I'm going to be real. And whether you accept the realism or not, you can't argue with the fact if you want to be successful, being about the real is how you come about doing such. Now, let me encourage you to do one other thing. I'm not going to get any controversy of whether you're white, black, green, or yellow. But take the time on Sundays here in Indianapolis at 10 a.m. and listen to Brother Joel Osteen, who I had the pleasure of meeting and conversating with at least twice in my life. Because this guy ain't no joke. This guy understands what it takes to be successful. He understands family. He understands the love for the master who created him. He understands that the name of the game in life is to take the God within you and become part of the God that exists within you. God created man in his own image. That should tell you something, okay? He could have created us hopping around on one foot and one eye and all this stuff. But in his wisdom, everything that he has done for you and that creating you was designed to make you highly successful. Why would he waste his time creating a failure? That doesn't make sense. So if you don't think that you're put on this earth to be highly successful, to travel this magical mystery tour called your life, travel it, but travel with the attitude that you were born successful. When you leave this earth, you're going to leave footsteps that are indicating that you have been successful and you walked on this earth at one time. Yes, we're all going to die. That's going to happen. Okay? But make sure you die with dignity. Make sure you die leaving people with the attitude that you are an individual who walked this earth with respect. And when it's all said and done, you can smile and say, you are successful. What you don't want to do is leave this earth with all the blessings that have been installed to you and the power that you have, not using it. I mean, I can see you now sitting on your deathbed and the spirit of all the blessings you got came to you and said, but you didn't use me. You better use everything. Everything, your mind, body, soul, and spirit. Concentrate on yourself. Prepare yourself for the inevitable, and that is a successful destiny in life. Preparing yourself for anything else is a recipe for failure. And you ain't got time to fail. Well, you have time to fail if it's what you want to do, but that's a waste of time. Be bigger than life. Show people. You don't have to show them. Let them see by your actions that you ain't sweating nothing. Your only sweat should be how much money, how much more fiber you're going to have today, and think about making more tomorrow. And yes, I'm going to talk about finances because unfortunately, in this society, that's what it's about, finances, okay? I mean, what's that old saying? finance and no romance. No romance and no finance.
No romance without finance.
Trust me, that's a very true statement. You think I'm kidding? Yeah, I'm gonna tell you something, man. One of the most expensive investments that you can make is being in love, especially getting married. Cheaper having a prostitute. I'm just being real.
Yeah, he's telling the truth.
But marriage is a big, expensive investment.
Or if your marriage is falling apart, instead of getting divorced, like they say, it's cheaper to keep her.
That's a fact. Hey, that's a fact. Okay? But it's more better, if that's the correct term. It's far better, I should say, to have your investment become profitable for you.
Can I tell you something? Can I ask,
sure,
this one in there?
Sure.
It was some years ago, I had this business associate. And he was going through a divorce. He was older than me, about 10, 15 years older than me. And he said that he gave me this bit of advice when it came to marriage. He had a small business, and the business started struggling. So the life that he was giving the wife, money wasn't there. He had taught his wife, we have money, just, you know, whatever, whatever. But he was going through a rough patch financially. So once the money start going dry, her love for him started going dry in so many words, right?
Yep.
And he said to me, he said, listen, before you marry any woman, make sure your finances is together, period, point blank. So because you might marry a type of woman who cannot understand those dry times, those down times. And she left me.
You know what? What's funny about what you said? But very true. Make sure that your woman, whether she's your wife, girlfriend, significant others, make sure she helps you make that money.
Exactly. Right. That's the key. If you got a woman who's not willing to help you make some money, and she's just waiting on you to provide the bag, she's not the one.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm the kind of person that understands certain limitations. Here's something else I understand. Assets. Priceless assets.
Yeah.
You take a beautiful woman who got a good conversation, whether you have to teach her or not, you better teach her, okay? That's what you better do, okay? Because you want her molded in what you want. You want that princess to become a queen.
Yeah.
Okay? Now you sit there and listen to her all you want to, but the truth of the matter is, use that as a valuable resource. You want to make some money? Send a beautiful woman in there to some of the executive office and let her shine. And I guarantee
that's
you,
true.
I
facts.
Guarantee you're going to walk out with some money.
You are. Facts.
It's
a fact.
Especially if she's a beautiful black woman.
Yeah.
Okay, because, true. Hey, you know what? White men can't even deny such. Period.
They can't.
I mean, when they look at that color and they look at that beauty, especially when they glide, not stroll,
glide
in, I guarantee you, you got a weapon, man, that no man could ever, ever deal with. Okay. And so that's why it's very important that you understand and that she understands her lane and her role in life. Don't be abusive towards her. I mean, really, come on. Why would you abuse something as priceless as such a valuable asset?
Valuable asset.
Okay, now, you know, now somebody, and I'm going to tell you something. Somebody had the nerve to say to me, man, that's pimp talk. I don't know what kind of talk it is. Okay, call it what you want, but the truth of the matter is it's real talk. And it's worked for me, and I guarantee you it'll work for you. Believe in you. That's the first thing. Don't let anybody knock you off your pedestal. Be a man. I repeat, be a man, okay? Because the truth of the matter is, if you can't be that first, and you can't claim anything, all the only thing you're going to claim is a witch. Hello. And I'm saying that nicely. No, I ain't saying nicely. You are a bitch. That's exactly what you're going to get, okay? And me, I ain't got time for no female dog. That's me. Now, you can add what you want to. Me, I'm into claiming things and taking that priceless rarity of it and making it into a queen that can benefit me, okay? You know, when you get one of them slicksters, they have it too. You know, the first thing to come out of their mouth is, well, I need some money. What you need to do is you tell them that they need to head out the door. Because if you can't come with a plan to help us make money, I repeat, us to make money, if you are not going to allow me to use such a valuable asset that God has given me in you, then why am I wasting my time? Because you're certainly wasting yours. Okay, period. It's all about success, people. It's all about being real in life. Okay? I'm not the smartest person in the world. Well, I have to think about that. But at any rate, what I am is a critical thinker. Okay? And I'm smart enough to know if you keep putting your hand on fire, you won't get burnt. But if you keep that fire in check and control how it burns, I guarantee you it will burn inside you, make you the successful creature that the God within has wished you to be. That's why he created you. He didn't create no failures, and there are no accidents in life, okay? You know, believe me, no accidents in life. If it was meant to be. So make sure you play it that way. Because if you don't, somebody going to play you. And somebody going to take what belongs to you. I ain't having it. You shouldn't have it. You should look at yourself as something magnificent. God made you that way, okay? You should look at yourself as in control. Little help from God, not a little, a lot, but in control of your destiny. Because I'm telling you, if you think that people are going to walk up and give you something, you're fooling yourself. The last shout out is to you catfishers out there. Listen, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm hip to the game, okay? I played the game before most of you were even born, okay? There's nothing new under the sun, okay? Game is game. It's because the technology has gotten a little different, but game is game. Now, you can play games if you want to. I'm an old-style hustler. Straight up, I'm not lying to you. Before I got educated, I hustled my butt off. Hell, I was out there selling weed at 14 years old, okay?
I think they caught a reefers back in your day.
You're real funny. You're real funny, but we're not back in my day. You know, I have no problem with anybody calling me OG. Hey, I'm telling you what, guess what? There's a whole lot of un-OGs because they're no longer with us. They're living in Crown Hill, okay? So I don't mind being called an OG. Bear in mind, when you call me an OG, the wisdom I have, you only dream about. The things I do, you can only dream about. The things that I will continue to do, some of you will never dream about it because you can't conceive such. Period. Am I? Yeah, I'm bold. But that ain't the half. You ain't seen nothing yet. You think I'm bold? You should check out my children. They bold. Very bold. And highly successful. Far more successful than even I. Why? Because I made them that way. I made sure that they were smart enough to listen to what I had to say, Mr. OG. Right now, my children, if I pick up the telephone today to ask any of my children, how's your day and what you're doing, they're going to tell you, I'm blessed and highly favored, and so are you. That's what you need to tell people. But you be blessed first, because you can't spread blessings if you don't accept the ones you're getting. I encourage you. I encourage you, and that's all I can do is encourage you, because I'm not going to give you every secret I know. But I encourage you to take heed of that, because it's very, very important. So last couple of minutes, let's go over some things that we talked about today. And the first thing I want you to do is start calling in. The phone number, as soon as I go through all my notes here, because I got notes spread everywhere. Please call in at 515-605-9800. And also hit me up on Facebook under Stephen Barnett's my name. Because each and every day, I try to each and every day, depends on where I'm at, try to write something that encourages your destiny.
Look, Facebook.
What?
They're going to start tuning into your Yizer page. Yizer.
Oh.
Your Yizer. Fuck Facebook. Facebook
thank
got
you.
Billions. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for correcting me. First. This is new for me. Because, you know, really, I'm involved. I've been on the air before. As a matter of fact, I started my career in Detroit. And if you saw me then, I had dreadlocks, and I used to drive a pink Cadillac. That was my style at the time. But this new technology and me doing this type of shit was new for me. But I tell you what, I got it down to a science, or I will have it down to science more and more as we work on it. Just technical things we have to work on. But the biggest technical thing that needs to be worked on is you. You, the wonderful, amazing, well-created you. Please don't get upset with me, because I mean no harm. But what I do mean is to you to understand that there are men out here like me who want you to be highly successful. There's a reason for it, because by you being highly successful, you're helping my game. And to me, my game is important. Don't tell me you love me if you're not willing to sacrifice and dedicate yourself to being successful, because I ain't got time. Okay? Time is in the essence for me. I'll tell anybody that my time is closer to the death announcements than they are birth announcements, so I ain't got a lot of time to mess around. What I do have time to do is to be highly profitable and successful. You know, I'm the modern-day Reverend Ike, if you want to put it that way. Okay? I mean, it's not – and the gift of gab thing, okay, I got it. But the truth of the matter is I got the gift of being successful and very profitable. You should join me. You should join me. We're about to part ways with you right now. I want to let you know as we part that please look up YizerTV.com. Because this whole thing is about you and becoming successful in you. And let me wrap it up with a couple of announcements. First, once again, let me go over the lineup with you. The radio up, yazzerradio.com. Moving forwards on Sunday from 7 to 9 and from 10 to 12, hosted by Dwayne Abernathy. Controversy with Stephen B., that's me, doing the key of E, which is excellence, from Monday from 10 to 12 and Wednesday 10 to 12, and it'll be running in a loop throughout the week. Culture Talk Radio, that's Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., hosted by my girl, Kay Marie. And Talk to Tana, that's Tuesday from 7 to 9, hosted by Tana B. Also, don't forget to check out digitalguard.com. We're talking about something that it's all about your safety, which matters right now, and you better be safe because right now you got killers out here. To get a hold of digital.com, you want to go to www.preventbusinesscrime.com for business, or go to www.preventhomecrime.com for your home. Safety is important, more important today than it's ever been, because we got a lot of fools out here. So contact Digital Guard, top of the line, very, very, very sophisticated. That's www.preventbusinesscrime.com for your business and www.preventhomecrime.com for your home. Also, the other thing is that I want you to stay tuned, because I got a couple of new things that's in the works right now. I'll be doing a talk show with some live personalities of both local and national fame, and that's coming. In fact, it's coming up within the next month or two. Also, I want you to really, I'm giving you a teaser, just a little teaser. Just remember the name Gary. This young sister here going to blow your mind. And it's going to put something on your head and teach you a little bit about it, teach you a little bit about how to increase and enhance your ability to find women as classy and as beautiful as she is. And once you figure that out, then the finances will come, because I'm going to tell you something. You're talking about using a valuable weapon. If somebody's young, beautiful, bold, and brash, and that's a good woman. Very important. The other thing I want to tell you before we close out is this. Remember that your successful destiny is all about you. Your claim to fame in life is what you succeed in doing. You can achieve great things as long as you believe in you and the God within. So in closing out, let me share this with you. This is Stephen B. Doing the key of E, which means excellence for you and me. I hope to each and every Monday and Wednesday put a little pep in your step, a little glide in your stride. Matter of fact, I plan on making your liver quiver, because that's what it's all about. So in closing, see you Wednesday, 10 o'clock. Make sure you check us out on YazzerTV.com and Yazzer Radio. Thank you and goodbye.